196 public episode. Do you guys think Kate Middleton is dead?
Dead yes. Sexy.
Did you see that picture?
I did see the Photoshop picture.
I think she died. So cool. I think there's some sort of disease that they all have because Charles has cancer. Camilla is like taking a leave of absence where she should be trying to take over. And then Kate Middleton, she hasn't been seen in 3 months. And there's that weird AI picture of her with her kids where they all have like the wrong number of fingers and shit. And her legs are the wrong length. Why are they all dead?
They're using the same picture that she used on her Vanity Fair cover. It's literally the same picture.
Yeah, it's from a magazine.
It, like, but on another person. Very, very strange to be like,
so weird.
Hey, here's this picture we took because you guys keep saying she's not around. Well, here she is. And now even
they had to withdraw it.
Yeah, the newspaper there had to withdraw. They had to strike down the story because it appears to be altered. And they said no replacement photo will be produced.
She has to be dead. It wouldn't be that crazy to take a picture like in the hospital.
Well, I know, but like BBL, they don't want BBL people to Middleton's know that coming. She's. Oh, that'd be awesome. Honestly, yeah, that'd be fucking cool.
It's the same reasoning that catfishes use, like Angel uses. Like, well, you can't take a picture of someone in the hospital. You can't take a picture of someone within 3 months of a surgery. It's like people take selfies in the hospital all the fucking time. Like those carnivore diet people, all those
They're
Facebook
always
groups.
In the hospital.
It's 100% posts from the hospital.
Kate Middleton's gonna come back, and she's gonna have this public speech, and she's gonna have this ass that you can see from the front on both sides, like Cardi B, and she's gonna be like, "I was sick."
That would be dope.
You know what? I would support her for that.
Me too.
Absolutely. I think she's probably just very sick or like something. She probably has like an allergic reaction that won't go away, and like she won't let people take photos.
What if she looks like Amy Schumer?
That'd be
I just feel bad for WZA. He's not gonna be able to find a wife if she's dead. Who's gonna marry a guy with so many kids? Single guy with so many kids.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I call him WZA. Mm-hmm. I love all the fucking what would you even call that? The fucking anglifying of names when you like the nicknames like Jezza.
I guess so.
Gaz.
Gaz, yeah.
Gaz is a great one.
I'm glad we didn't import those.
Yeah.
Though we do have a lot of dumb ones. Like we still
we
have.
We should start calling Aaron Az.
No.
Like what are
that's
the dumb
cool.
the dumb ones like,
that we that have?
Will for Will. That's stupid.
Dude,
Dick
I knew a
Richard?
Kid that went by. I knew a kid that
Dick
went by
for Richard. Yeah, that's stupid.
I knew a kid that went by Billy, and his name was Philip.
Oh, that's weird.
That's fucked.
That's so
up.
Weird.
I think that was just more of his choice, though. But it kind of confused me as a kid because I'm like, can Phils be Bill too? And my dad was like, no, that's stupid.
Yeah, he should have to explain that that's just a name change.
He did, like, or he would just tell us like my real name's Philip, but you can call me Billy. Is that sort of thing?
Henry Hank is a pretty weird.
I like
one.
Hank.
Starts with the same letter.
Yeah, I love. My Hank is a great name. I love the name Hank.
We need some young Hanks.
My brother's got some. He's got two old, like old style names. He's Dennis Charles, and we of course know we know our Charles too. So that's like a more old style name.
Mm-hmm.
One of my other brothers is Vincent. That's a pretty old style name. I got famously besides. There's the one guy that makes me really hard to Google because there's just the famous guy, the finance,
the economist.
Yeah, the economist. Yeah. That he's pretty leftist too. He's pretty cool. For an economist anyway, but besides that, they're mostly just some black guys, just some black guy like Home Halfway.
Oh, nice.
Yep. God damn.
There's quite a few people with my name that pop up. Like you won't find me, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah,
that challenge.
There's probably a bunch of girls named Hannah Thomas.
Tom.
Oh, there are.
Tom
actually.
Lust. You mean your last name?
That's
Tom
right.
Lust.
Tom Boy.
Tom Lust.
Tom Boy. B-O-Y-E.
Johnny sends his mom Bernice. Bernice sends. It'd be so funny if a porn star like that actually just was their name. Oh, yeah, Johnny sends. Well, it was two N's.
Well, maybe.
I just put it down to one.
My was porno it Kevin name. Gates it that had a real name that's better than his fake name?
Johnny Sins actually just had a dog named it? Johnny when he was a kid, and he lived on Sins Street. that was his porno name.
Who was it?
So stupid.
I don't know who is. It's not Danny Brown either. There's some rapper with just a normal name who has his legal name is way better of a name. But I can't remember.
Childish Gambino.
Gunna, Sergio Kitchens.
Oh, yeah. That's
he's
a
one
good
of them
name.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, Freddie Gibbs has just always been Freddie Gibbs, but it is a pretty good one. I mean, he just has a good name to have.
Guys, what would your rap name be?
It'd be my first dog on my street I grew up.
Both
what
names.
What is your rap name?
Both names I would have used are taken by Joey Badass and Corey Guns.
Oh, okay.
It'd be Aaron Money.
The first question is your favorite TV character.
Homer.
Homer.
Okay, my rap name is Jon Snow.
Okay, real life first name, Tom. Real life last name, Boy with an Kimble. E. The name of a criminal, Obama.
Joe Biden.
Something really pleasant, e.g. flowers, kittens.
Poop.
Pussy.
Pago.
Eating poop.
An adjective to describe you or your music.
Poop.
Dank.
Wicked.
Poopy. The name of your favorite childhood pet. Lingle.
Poop.
Okay, let's see.
Turd.
Tomastic TB.
Oh, okay.
Lingle Obama.
Oh, oh yeah. Lingle Obama is good one.
Tom Mormis B.
Tom Mormis.
T-O-M spelled out. Inspecta Poopy.
Ooh.
TB Obama. Homer Sarcoma. Homer Sarcoma. Is it like Kaposi Sarcoma?
Homer Sarcoma's
Homer Sarcoma.
Homer Sarcoma's a Brazilian rapper that sells out.
You would have to be a gay rapper who has AIDS. And you're like proudly HIV positive. Because like sarcoma. Why would you have sarcoma in your name? Homer Sarcoma. A big lingle.
Ooh.
Homer who? Big lingle.
Oh.
Homer misnomer.
Oh, I'm really into Lingle Obama.
Lingle Obama is pretty good.
Lingle Obama.
The real Tom.
Oh, okay. That's something I would come up with if I was like 11.
Oh, the kind of rap songs Tomastic TB might perform. The Homer Effect. Bling a ding lingle. Flippin' poop. I'm still Tom from the streets.
Ooh,
so like poopy, I think I'll scream. Tom is as Tom does.
Yep.
Lingle better have my poop. Oh, that's pretty good. It's like Bitch Better Have My Money by Rihanna, yep. But they put in the words. Yeah, that's cool.
Follow I like that the poop. One.
I ain't no Obama.
Nurse better could you have
train,
my bandage.
Could you train your lingle to
nurse better have my poop.
Find your poop?
Fuck.
I heard he's got a couple dozen nurses coming over fixing his leg wounds.
Lingle's,
oh, yeah.
They send a squad.
Lingle's tweet the other
he's
day about
date him.
How his one of his nurses just became a nurse and said he said she has no faith in herself and thinks she's not good at her job, but he told her that's ridiculous. I'd never be able to heal these leg wounds without you. Yeah.
God, that's so ridiculous.
What are the
his
leg
stupid
wounds,
head
man?
Cannon.
God damn it.
He shouldn't
dude.
Have leg unless he
oh,
was
damn,
like,
he got hit by
I think
a head
he was trying to cover
too.
Himself. He was trying to cut himself a new pussy.
Oh.
Alex, he got hit by a head cannon too. Oh no. This kid's getting hurt all over.
He got hit by a hand cannon.
Damn. I love that he tries to. He thinks he's tricked everybody by saying like his leg wounds are hereditary.
Well, he has. There's eight people under every tweet who like every tweet and think it's cool. All the Punisher 00175.
You know what's impressive? How a mumbling 60 IQ guy like Lingle can remember, not like that his lives are that complicated, but that he can remember that he is doing them.
Yeah,
it's impressive to me.
And then he can remember his passwords.
I guess that he does too. See it every time he logs into his new account and
although,
then retweets it.
Alex, I've thought about that. I bet between you and I, we could brute force at least one of his passwords. So in like 5 minutes.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
It's probably
it's like
a
beef jerky 3.
It's probably
it
like,
would be
kill queers 1 or something like that.
King Lingle 3.
The cat he pretends is his own is named Cheeto. So one of the things is going to be like Cheeto 1.
Oh, it's so smart.
For like Cheeto Mine 1, 2, 3.
It's definitely something one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Sure. One and then exclamation mark. Because if it requires a special mark, then it's that one. It's an exclamation mark because it's that one.
Yeah. Real gangsters do 2@.
That's right.
Hackers never do that. They got
my
bigger
password
hands.
Is Lingle better have my poop. 1!
Great. Now everybody knows.
Now everybody knows. I'm sorry.
My password is. This is my final letter. I'm going to kill myself. 1. And so I have to type it in all the time.
Well, let's find a password generator.
Let's go.
Oh, there you go.
Should my password be? That would be a good fake website to have. Quora. Like, all right, what is your first name?
You're going to see Jack Scott finally answering name? That on Quora. Watch video.
Watch video.
You should go back on Quora.
I do like the idea of creating a website that's like random password generator, and like you just save everything. Like type in
all the same
type
one.
Type in your email. Type in
every
your
time you hit it generates then, the same password, and you're just
well, it just like caches it, so it saves your login info and your password. And it's like, there it is. There you go.
Yeah,
man.
Give me all your login info, and I'll tell you what your password should be.
Yeah, download my password manager. It's free, and it changed everybody's password to like the minimal number of characters, and it's just all asterisk typed in.
I'm actually a password manager. Is my job. I'm a password manager for all my friends.
I have a question.
They tell me their passwords,
yeah,
and I use them.
Let's hear the question.
Tom said, "Clear your cache." Is that how that's pronounced?
I thought that was cache.
No.
So I've always just said cache.
Cache is correct.
Cache is like a different.
Cache is
cache is the Sherlock lady.
Like cultural
so.
Cache.
Yeah, cache is the Sherlock
cache,
daughter.
Yeah.
That's why I say it all the time.
Their beautiful daughter that poses in front of the fireplace.
She's righteous gemstonesified.
She's
I
the
love
one.
Those pictures.
Yeah, they're the best. She's the one who has the most yassified face, mm-hmm, and like just the dead
also
eyes.
Also, the most confounding captions. Like, she does it all to have it, mm-hmm, big.
She's standing
in front of a fake fireplace.
She was in New York City with her possible daughter, possible younger sister.
Never tell.
And yeah, you will. It's very dark, but like, there's this Nick's Fine Jewelry guy they always go to and. New York City, and like they made the girl stand in front of him posing, and then he's in there talking behind her, talking about she's buying all these diamonds, they're getting it in 2025, you heard it here first, folks.
So awesome.
And they just go to him every single time, and I don't know.
That's
do
cool,
they buy
though.
The diamonds?
No,
I can't tell you.
I think
maybe
the influencers just go to these. It's like they're the traveler influencer. They're all gonna go to that guy and get their diamond videos for their reels.
Yeah.
I
Jersey girl looks, financial district vibes. Oh, it's a real good day in Manhattan.
I got a beautiful notification on my, I got two today, actually, on my fake Facebook. One of them is, welcome to Irish Travelers Group. Admins have approved your request to join, which took
that's big.
A couple months. But anyway, also a post time. And proud to be white in all caps. It says, any other Australians here?
But, you're barely even white.
Every single traveler I go to, first of all, they're all very funny looking, of course, but all of them where it says school, and it always says like, never went. And then this one guy said, school spelled wrong. It was just S-H, shoes, fair pricks.
Shoes.
Shoes, fair pricks.
And then I'm sure many people know, but the Irish travelers are just Irish people who live in like South Carolina and Texas and all this.
Yeah.
And they do arranged marriages at the age of two,
12,
and
five.
They steal stuff and they do driveway scams. They'll go up to a different town and they'll say, oh, we'll repaint your drive. We'll re-tar it and put all the shit on. And then they do like 2 inches of it and then leave and their number doesn't work.
No, not even. They paint. They'll paint the driveway black instead of like paving it.
Any sort of bucket they're using, it's half water.
Yep.
Yeah, watered down paint. And then it rains in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, where were those guys?
They got one star, but hey, you
already
paid.
Well, I know his last name was Sherlock. That's all I remember.
They're the result of a... They're the Irish that left during the famine. So there's a fuckload in England still, too.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't really leave. They just went to a certain place and inbred.
Yeah, true. Some was for persecution. But
the ones in England and the ones in Texas are like truly evil.
Yeah,
the South Carolina ones are kind of.
Special note on the Texas ones. Out of their choice, they decide to land in White Settlement, Texas, which is my favorite detail.
Because they were the ones who took out a life insurance policy on some random lady and then killed her and then tried to cash it in.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck with Texas ones.
My favorite thing about that, that particular case where they had lady killed for the life insurance, I believe 43 of them got indicted on that. So they were all going to get a chunk of that life insurance.
Yeah.
That's so
cool. It was like
so
$2 million.
The conspiracy to murder involved 45 people, so you get $1,000.
Yeah, that's barely any money. That's like Sons of Anarchy crimes.
It's if only everybody gets $1,000, then you have to split the one death per 45 people, right? So if 45 people are in on it,
dude,
you can't jail all 45 of us. Someone's getting out.
All those guys are going to be in prison. It's going to be like the scene from Shawshank where they're tarmacking the roof, but it's going to be all of the travelers. And they're going to be bargaining with the guards to see who can get paid the most to do it.
Yeah, they're completely left out of prison labor.
Oh man.
No, you guys can just stay inside. Don't worry about it, because we know you're not actually gonna do it.
Read some books.
You're gonna do two letters on the license plate and say all good.
Shul sucked.
This is, you know what's crazy too? And I mean, we know this for a fact, but the roots of the Southern Travelers, which are the ones that settled in South Augusta, South Carolina, North Augusta, South Carolina, and then White Settlement. They said it's very easy to trace back the families that initially emigrated, who were the Rileys, the McNamaras, who are the Texas ones, the Carrolls, the Sherlocks, the Garmins, the Costellos, and the Darties. Those are all of our dudes.
But you know what's funny? And maybe I've talked about this on here, maybe I haven't. The reason we found like the Sherlocks was because of Jamie Sweaty. He was posting like all of his.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he was posting all of his pictures, and there was always this one account. It was like Tom J. Sherlock. And he would That's reply to him. Name. Yeah. He would reply to him every day, be like, "You piece of shit. Fuck you.
So cool.
You're ugly." All this stuff. And like he was constantly just going after him.
Is he a Texas guy?
No, he was a South Carolina, I believe.
Really? Usually the Texas guys, they're feisty.
Yeah,
the guys who go feisty. After hog.
Yeah,
they don't like hog.
The guys
are going on a hog hunt. That's what they call it.
No one likes hog. But like,
you're ruining it for all of us by being too round.
And we kept noticing. And so like Drew and I were looking, and we like clicked on him, and it was just him replying mean things to Jamie Sweaty over and over again. And then like you go through his follows, like, who the fuck is this? Who could this be? And then like it's all these Sherlock people, and we're like, well, that's weird that they all have the same name. And that's where we fell into the Sherlock rabbit hole and sort of figured out who they all were. But it is very funny that Jamie Sweaty led us into the Sherlock.
I was always aware of what the Irish Travelers were, but I didn't really know about the American ones. And I definitely didn't know how fucking cool they were.
Yeah. And like how prevalent they were in that area, and like how much, like if you go to Augusta, Georgia, you are going to run into a Sherlock. If you go to Orlando, Florida, you're going to run into
a Sherlock. That's one of the most interesting things too. Is how they do this thing where they have the facade mansions, where they have this really ugly McMansion, and they don't even focus on having like nice. Some of them don't even have windows. I mean, I've showed those before, like on Twitter and stuff, the house with like no windows on three sides of them, like where you could see it. It's because they actually all live in a trailer behind this house, but they just like build each other these fucking shells of big houses. And the Romas in Romania do that as well. And in Tenderai is where a lot of them live.
Like, we're settled. We have a house. We have a house, guys, having a giant facade in front of the wagon. It's a house. We're settled. We have a fixed address. It's fine.
Sprawling mansions paid for legally by illegally obtained funds line the streets of tiny Romanian town of Tenderai. It's so cool. And it's
I mean, that's exactly what they do. And like, you are not allowed in Murphy's Village, basically. Like, if you are driving through there, somebody will just start following you. There's been cases.
Guys,
where,
I'm
like,
white. I'm white.
Someone's like, they've like heard gunshots, and then like, there was a gunshot, like gun bullet, like bullet holes in the back of their car.
The only outsider that's been even been allowed with the South Carolina ones is their priest, the old Indian guy.
Yeah, and they put him in a wicker man. They put him in a wicker man. He's dead now.
Yeah, that guy's mentioned in so many articles about them. Because the travelers will always mention like the only outsider around here is the priest, like,
and it's very much that.
I mean, they're closed off anyway because obviously they're doing like murder conspiracies between 43 people type stuff, but also their culture too. Like, they're still doing organized marriage in 2024.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not it, but like
that's
what, also
that's why they need the priest.
They're promising their brand new daughters to these fat, already alcoholic 16-year-old
to their brothers.
Yeah,
it is, basically. And it's to their cousin and shit. Like, that's why they all look so fucked up. And then there's also the case of every single week there's a new post about how like a child passes away because they mysteriously, and they never say why, but they're more than likely just like they wandered into the street and got hit by someone looping around.
Yeah,
and
they're just drag fucking truck drunk.
Even on the before, it actually got remapped like this past summer, but on the 2012 coverage of North Augusta, there's kids driving, little kids, like 3 and 4 year olds driving around on Gucci golf carts around that neighborhood. Like,
sounds pretty cool.
It is cool.
We got some Gucci Goombas on the loose.
Yeah, some little Gucci Goombas. Those might be the Costellos over there.
It's weird that that's an Irish name.
I know.
Makes no sense.
Very sus.
What's wrong with it being Irish? What's wrong with it being Irish?
Nothing's wrong with it. It's just seems like it shouldn't end with a vowel. It's
travelers are the subject of that show as well. My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
So there's only one couple from the Irish Travelers, and then they got shunned by everybody else.
Yeah, because they went on
it.
They went on that show. Yeah,
because they showed the customs and everything. Mm-hmm. So despite the fact that they tweet out and post on Instagram every like fake aspect of their life, but they'll show you. There was the one lady brought her like 5-year-old son to an MGK concert.
What's wrong with
boy
that?
Egg, nothing at all. But it is funny.
I didn't know they did that type of shit.
In Ireland, or in England, they all just sort of give their kids names like the Waltons, like John James, John mm-hmm. John Joyce, John Ronald, Ron Donald, like those types of names.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
John Connor. Yeah, they do that over in with that's where the England Irish Travelers. That's what they go with their names. But over here, they look around at brands in their house. They're like, all right, Canon, but from the camera.
That's the new generation, because the generation that's having the kids now that are like more, well, I guess they're like a little younger than us. Like, but they were all like, it's all Patrick.
They're like 14,
John Patrick.
15.
Yeah.
That's the Patrick, childbearing John, generation.
Yeah, true.
It's all those. And then now you start seeing like 6-year-olds named, Money. You see like Ferrari, there's Porsche, Ivy, they're like anything they look like, any brand, like Michael said, any brand they see, they're just like, oh yeah, that's what I like. There are kids named Money. They have mm-hmm. children named Money, Cash.
Yeah, Cash. That's the original brand. Oh, you name him after Johnny? No.
There's one kid that looked like a little, he looked like a Jimmy Neutron voodoo doll. One of the ugliest babies I've ever seen. His name was Emperor Carol.
Man, there was one of the accounts tweeted out, like a whole like report card where from like one of their schools with it had all the kids' names on it for some reason and like their grades. Yeah, and like the names were just,
it was,
you could tell which ones were Sherlock.
Yeah. It would be something where that would like go viral with the last names, censored if their teachers weren't like their aunts.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would get shunned,
mm-hmm.
getting shunned for blowing up the kids' shit.
Yeah.
Look at these dumb little shits.
And they're interesting too, because even though these girls turned 16 and they married the guy they've been already basically dating their whole life, basically being groomed by their family, both
their
families.
Uncle. Yeah, by their cousin.
So they marry this 34-year-old fat red guy who like I am not exaggerating, an average traveler man at 35 years old. Just imagine a 35-year-old in like 1818.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's about the same, but like a wealthy one.
They have a very short lifespan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live like Henry VIII.
Yeah, all the men die by like 50.
They're doing some sort of foie gras type thing to themselves. Trying to get their fatty livers.
Salted meat and beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need. Yeah, like they do labor. Like, I mean, you know, not real ones, but like that is their job. It's like roofing or painting.
It's a lot of work to get out of town in time.
Yep, driving. Yeah. You got to drive 3 or 4 states away. Get as far away as you can in a couple days' drive.
You have to change your phone number.
And then
it's a lot of work.
You drive around these sort of rural areas that are still within like nice distance of a decent-sized city, so you know people have some money. And you go and you walk up their long-ass driveway and go, hey, we're new around here, but we just see your driveway needs to be done. We'll give you a hell of a deal. All we need is this much money for our supplies, and we'll charge you this. And they give them a crazy deal, and eventually somebody's going to say yes to that. They go and buy one bucket of the fucking cheapest shit. They do one mopping layer across, which also half it's all over their lawn on each side. Mm-hmm. And then they fucking just, they disappear from their after their lunch break and drive back home to their child wife.
It's so dumb. That's a dumb thing to do. Just let your driveway look like shit. If you can't afford to get an actual job done, like it's not that, you can park on the dirt if it's that big of a deal.
The men have such a annoyingly hedonistic, like, okay, I worked 2 days this week, I need to go golfing now for 4 days straight,
and I need to party,
and I will be doing a bender the entire time, and no women are allowed, you will all stay home and hang out with the babies, we'll be back.
It's like guys on an oil rig or the army or something, except they don't actually do any work.
These are the guys who, they're the only guys who aren't truckers that are stopping at lion's dens to like jerk off in the fucking erotic theater and shit just because they can.
They live like guys who do manual labor, but their job is like talking to an old lady, tricking her into cutting a check, and then skipping town.
I know I've talked about the golf tournaments because those are my favorite aspect.
Yes.
So they all love golf and they'll be like, okay, we're raising money for the church with this golf tournament. And then the winner is going to take home half of it. It's going to be like a 50-50. And every 4 months, 3 months, someone hosts it, right? And whoever hosts it gathers all the money and then steals all the money and doesn't give it to anybody else. And then they all make complaints about it for like a month. And then like on the next month, someone else hosts it. And then they all put in the same amount of money. Yeah. And then that person steals
that
it. And it's just like, oh, it's just like Ouroboros of like people stealing money from each other.
Yeah. This is what happened. This is the problem. Okay. If you're going to have an isolated culture and community, like a lot of these like uncontacted tribes are and stuff, you can't have like a high rate of crime within it, because
yeah, you
got to
have
happens.
An actual community. You got to look out for each other.
Yeah.
It's such a paradoxical thing because people talk about how like having, you know, the same ethnic group and having the same culture, like that's the classic right wing thing. Like you won't have crime. You won't have all these problems. You just have a bunch of people who are all cousins and they're all the same race and they live in the same community. But no, there's constantly crime.
They settle their fucking beefs like that one day in Peru where everyone punches each other in the head, but they do it with they get their biggest, baddest assed son to do the call out on Facebook, and they're all standing behind them, even like old men wearing shiesties. Like, you're so cool. Standing behind your big fucking red son while it's like pouring rain, he's like, there's the call out. Phone McDonough. That's so cool. I love that shit.
Even though they did the same thing a month ago and they're going to do it in like 7 months when they host the golf tournament, they just
get everyone gets a shot.
I know. Everyone gets their money back because everyone just steals money from each other.
Yeah, it's like everyone gets to be the owner of the casino for one day.
It seems that the American travelers have lost their way as far as settling things with bare knuckle boxing. They don't do shit for that.
Oh, yeah. No, they do not.
They're too fat and lazy.
The English ones.
The lion's den.
The English ones are more way more violent in that aspect, because if you follow these people, there's like Twitter pages that are just like Irish traveler, like acting up, or like it's all just videos of them doing shit.
They learn from hooligans.
And then
they learn from the British white people. The ones over here, they're just learning from like Cooking with Jack. It's like McMansion culture that they're accustomed to.
It's videos of them like doing shit and then very racist videos being like, these immigrants are ruining our country.
The travelers are saying that?
Oh, the travelers are crazy racist.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. They what was it? They have a bunch of locked accounts, and so following those, you'll see stuff where they'll take a picture of like there's like a drawing of a gorilla at like a restaurant or whatever, and they'll take a picture of that and then caption it with something that I can't say.
Ooh.
And they like to say that stuff a lot.
You know what else though I've noticed beyond just Hog Tom? Mm-hmm. Despite them being racist as fuck, the men are obsessed with black women.
Oh, of course.
Like, in obviously like the grossest ways, but like Hog himself, he would probably hang himself if Beyonce told him to.
Hog is like, I'm not even sure that Hog is like attracted to that. He's definitely a queen. He's way more of a queen.
No, I think it's more like it's anything. The song comes on the radio and like Halo and it makes him horny. And
he's always listening to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best. I love him.
Yeah,
and then
he's
taking
the
selfies, and like it's just his big fat red face, and he's just like, "Oh, I'm looking so good today."
Yep. Red, he's so red. Red.
It's the same thing with Frank the Tank. Like if he walked by a metal table and it pricked his leg, it would spray all over.
I'll put it in our little chat.
It'd
here.
Be like a pressure washer.
I watched this on stream a couple years ago, and it's all on YouTube. But there's a documentary from the travelers in England.
Ooh, okay.
Called Knuckle.
Popping is in and it just keeps going.
it's about like a rivalry between two families that's ongoing, and the guy who shot that documentary shot it for a decade, so you see a bunch of those guys fight each other like over and over. Pretty good.
I mean I just love him. I'm just looking at Hog pics.
I'm against fighting.
Hog is so awesome.
He what does he do? Best. Does he do driveways?
He's a tarmac.
Yeah.
I would hire him to do mine. Or no, I would hire him to do my neighbor's driveway.
Oh, you know what's a really good bit that they continue to do is where they're posting pictures on Twitter or Instagram, and they have the picture saved on their phone, and then they take a screenshot of it from like Snapchat or like their photo album. So you see at the top, it's like home February 1st, yeah. 2:14 p.m. That's and, like so they sick. Post that, like you can just post the picture. You have the picture.
Do you know what I also love? They go once a year, like it's fucking going on Hajj. They got to go to Times Square. So cool.
Really? It's weird. They're so cosmopolitan that they do that.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's just all about fucking. They are
travelers.
They remind me kind of one of my ex-girlfriend's relatives from Taiwan when they would visit. Same sort of like interest in sort of what they want to do when they go to a city. Like, let's go to the biggest mall. Let's
searching for the brightest lights. Let's like
try
a
on,
moth.
Try on watches we're never going to buy because they're like 50 grand, that sort of thing.
Tourists are like moths. They end up in Times Square. Yep. Just flying around. It.
Like, that tweet, you changed the whole game this Lenten season. And it's just a DoorDash picture that the guy sent to him.
Yeah. And it says, rate your order, and he hasn't rated it yet. Yeah. Like, why are you posting the picture of it in front of your door?
Certainly
also,
no.
Like, I think he's in a hotel. I guess clearly
certainly
a hotel.
No tip.
Oh, he's awesome. And he's just posting stuff about how E. Jean Carroll is lying.
Yeah, of course. And then sunglasses. It's 667 photos of himself.
He's a guy too where I don't ever like talking about him because I don't want him to get ruined by
yeah, of course.
People.
He does have a blue check,
but
he's a celebrity.
He's another guy that's obsessed with the lady that was on the plane. That motherfucker is not real.
He would
be tweeting about her like 4 months later, being like, "Wonder what she's up to today." Like horny.
It was catnip for dumb guys.
Horny.
AR-15 was talking about her. They were all so horny for her. It's just a woman.
You can tell when he gets real fucked up because he starts posting a lot and like posting the same pictures of himself. Mm-hmm. And then the other day he was writing his daughter's name on his arm and taking pictures of that. taking pictures of his like food orders.
He does like he does this thing where he'll get all liquored up in the little motel when he's driving home from tarmacking. And you can tell he's probably watching a bunch of fucking pornos on the TVs there and charging someone else's credit card.
Yeah, I love when he's in his feelings.
He's the best. God damn it, I love him so much.
Yeah, and he's posting like a Luther Vandross song and saying like, "This is my heart. This is my heart."
He always goes. He goes Drake driving. A Drake and drive.
Drake and drive.
Yep. Don't Drake and drive. That's what he does.
Oh, that's the goat. Thank you, Hog, for all you do for me. You make me so happy.
And thank you for sticking your white baby's baby hairs to her head like a Latina. This is cool.
White baby, you can't be styling your hair like that.
Yeah. He's been doing that to his white baby since she was like literally a day old.
That's so weird. That's such a weird thing.
Bringing hair gel to the fucking delivery room so you can gel your baby's baby hairs down.
Like that is not your shit.
But that they all do shit. That.
It's cool. They all do it. Yeah. It's like a pageantry thing.
And it's very much a pageantry thing.
It's like, it's tradition that goes back to how they were in Ireland, like way back when.
They invented it?
Because they used to do like the thing where
they invent baby hairs?
They would.
Yes.
They invented dreadlocks and box braids.
These little clans, like how it's the Carrolls, the fucking Sherlocks, and the Gormans over by in South Carolina, and they're like those. That's how the clans would be in Ireland too back in like the 1800s. It'd be like three families that are together. And they would buy a bunch of expensive shit to pass around when they'd have a party so they all look rich together. Like, but it's all shared. It's awesome. It's like fucking Rent-A-Center.
Damn. Yeah, it's weird that they still have clans. Like, they still have clans in Scotland.
They've been doing it for so long.
How do you guys
though?
Still have that shit? Get the fuck out of here.
Grow up.
That and the monarchy need to get out of here.
I was reading recently how those stupid things where they're like, you can buy an inch of land or whatever in Scotland, now you're a lord.
Those fake things.
How the lordships, how they're fake and everything. I didn't realize that it's like a punishable crime to, what's it called when you claim that you have a like a noble name? There's a special word for it, but to claim that, especially for like personal gain in the UK is like a punishable crime.
I guess it would make sense. It would be kind of like pretending to be a cop or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like going around as a lord or a sir. You don't have that.
It would be really annoying.
Like, yeah, if someone who isn't a lord saying, "I'm a lord, by the way."
Yeah, they already do that. And it was crazy because I saw a fucking YouTube ad the other day. I'm like, a big channel. It had like 20 million views, and it opened up with the ad, and it was like, buy a piece of land in Scotland now. Like,
yeah, no, I've the video. Seen that on, yeah, like,
it, God. They must pay a fuckload, like, because these are YouTubers where I wouldn't predict they would be pushing something so fake and stupid. And yeah, it sort of ruins
for old people.
It sort of ruins the discourse on whatever video they put on too, because you go to the comments and it's everyone being like, you know, that's fake, right? Like, people like,
yeah, it's just a piece of paper. It's like owning a star.
Yeah, I was going to say, but the star I bought is real, right? Like, I own that star.
Like, that makes sense if you're a kid, if you're 5 years old and you have the certificate that says you own a star.
The star thing, though, is literally cooler because there's also infinite stars, so who really cares?
You can see.
You get a cool name.
Well, maybe you can see it.
It's, that's one of the dumb guy lies that I was thinking of this week that guys love to do. Along with saying that your dog, your uncle's dog, your dad's dog, or your grandpa's dog was part woof. Especially if you give it a special number, that doesn't make sense. Like 17% woof.
Mm-hmm. And they were all half brothers.
Yep. And then, any guy who says he saw an animal that was extremely impossible to see out of its range, like a kangaroo in Alberta's type guy, like that sort of thing.
Has anyone ever claimed
one
that?
Of those.
I mean, like, just that sort of, like,
I've seen a wallaby, but not a kangaroo.
That's sort of extreme, I guess.
I've seen a Tasmanian devil, and it looks exactly like the cartoon. He's in my yard right now in a cage. We tied him down.
Is it cold in Alberta for kangaroos? Because I know they're like invasive in Australia because of all the deforestation that happened.
Queensland has like by far the most, and it's pretty tropical there.
Well, I'd think they'd warm themselves up by hopping so much, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
They go south for the winter, maybe.
Are the nights cold in the desert?
Oh, yeah, in the outback. The outback. But
the nights are very cold in the desert.
They thrive there, though. Like,
can kangaroos live in Alberta?
That's also why that show I watch sometimes in the morning called Border Security, Australia's First or Front Line or something. It should be called Harassing South Asians Traveling with Food.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally all the show is. Of course. Australians are so crazy stringent on, like, bringing species in, or like they bust a lot of people bringing reptiles and shit into the country, obviously trying to sell like exotic animals and stuff.
They have
like the same fucking biome they've had since like dinosaur time there, and it's because they have crazy fucking security on that stuff,
which is I think
rabbits are invasive there, right?
Sounds about right.
When my wife worked at Universal Studios when she was in college, there was one time where these Brazilian tourists were leaving, and they had like this box, and like the security guard, when she was working the gate, they were like, what do you have in that? Like, what are you doing? Cause it was like kind of like shaking, and they were just like, no, nothing. And then like they made them open it up, and they were trying to take home pigeons. They were trying to take pigeons from the park back to their hotel room. And
yeah,
these people
on this one episode of that show had like so many fucking, these massive, you know those lizards that kind of look like their head is the same as their tail and they're covered in scales? They had like 30 of those. Trying to go on a plane with that shit.
Why are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Just causing problems.
Yeah.
I looked up if you can have an Alberta kangaroo, and it's not prohibited, so you're allowed to have one as a pet. And I found a news article from 10 years ago about a pet store in... where the hell is it? Okotoks. Yeah. So it's just like south of Calgary. We're like, they fucking called Alberta's Department of Sustainable Resource Development because they like saw a kangaroo in this pet store. But here's the bullshit thing and the reason why I bring it up. You know what they named this kangaroo? Dingo.
Well, that's confusing.
It is super confusing. Here's my dog. His name's Cat.
Yeah, it's like that.
Wow. That's so weird that they ban rats, but they don't ban kangaroos. I know kangaroos are less of a problem, but they could probably be a problem.
They're rodents.
They could definitely be a
problem. They're cuter.
They might get killed off by the winter, but you never know.
I watch an animal rescue guy's got kangaroos, and when it goes below freezing, he's got to get them into a heated barn.
He's got to put them down.
He's got to shoot them.
You got to get a new crop every year.
Get into a grave.
Hold on, guys. We got to dig you a grave.
Speaking of owning wild animals... Dumb motherfucker AAP is live for the first time in like 6 months the other day.
Oh no.
What is up, everybody? And I really did a number on my account changing my the whole name and the profile picture. I don't know what I was thinking taking this long break like this. What's up, everybody? Bam!
But somebody in one of the people in chat, like Betty's Bed Bugs and Beads or whatever, was like, blah blah blah. My brother wants to get a tiger cub or something. He's like,
well, that'd be really awesome. Now that we got all this land, I can get whatever I want. Up here in Michigan, they don't care what animal you have. You can have anything here. It's like, that's not fucking true at all.
I can't wait for the other shoe to fall. I don't know what it's going to be, if it's going to be property taxes or the Department of Wildlife or the school board or something. But someone is going to come down hard on them.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's going to be a big shoe-shaped house that they're going to live in with all their kids.
They're breaking every single possible law. Every zoning regulation, they're cutting down the neighbor's tree. They're doing unlicensed buildings on the property. They've got these animals without having them checked by a vet. They're just, everything's off the books.
I was laughing at this. There was a family that was like dirt poor. You can tell this Russian family on Google Street View in like Krasnodar, down on the real warm part of the western southwest side. And they had this little cow pen that was all just like driftwood put together to make it. And it looked really cool. It was so much better than the AAP's piece of shit one where he's like,
yeah, these cows get out, man. They're really smart. They can figure it out no matter how good we do it. It's like, you put one strand around this shit.
These cows are smarter than me. They can figure it out.
That was one of the best ports to get slaves from in the old days.
They also tilled. This is their first time ever having a garden, I think. And they tilled like an entire acre.
Yeah. Well, they got those kids.
Yeah. Oh, I guess so. They just didn't tell them to stop.
They're playing Stardew Valley in the yard, basically. Like, let's go out in the yard and try to do some farm stuff.
I said the other day, the only thing they're going to have that's going to grow, there's going to be pumpkins. It's going to drain everything out. And there's going to be, oh, pumpkin dinner. Let's go.
Each of them just a big pumpkin in front of them.
Peanut butter and pumpkin.
Eating all the guts.
opening up the pumpkin, and there's a tub of peanut butter inside.
Like a Kong. Just filled with it.
Oh, man. Pumpkin Kong.
That, man, the fact that, like... you're just like, oh, dinner time. Like, all the kids are running up and just grabbing a thing of peanut butter.
It's so cool that they posted a picture of the kids sitting cross-legged on the floor, on their plywood floor, eating out of the peanut butter jars.
I had to leave his stream the other day because I couldn't resist and tap the glass, and I put the warning emoji and said, you are too stupid to homestead. Yeah. And he got really mad. He's like, I know a lot of people, like, when it was, like, one of his little rants, was like, but look at all this support I got. Look at all the love. Bam.
Yeah, a lot of people have doubted me over the years, like my parents, my brother,
DPS,
everyone I know, my in-laws, my neighbors, the government, the CPS, everybody. But I proved them all wrong by buying this $80,000 house.
But going on the run from child protection.
he is the most annoying type of fucking lying guy. Just He's not even natively from Michigan. He fits in so well here. So annoying.
I think he might be. I know his wife is from South Carolina.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's probably. Yeah, I'm not sure if he wears Lions shit, which is.
He's been wearing it since they sucked.
He definitely does. Don't get me wrong, and the accent fits and everything. But I know they lived in South Carolina before the other one. But
yeah,
Jesus Christ.
I think they had a business where they were selling chickens, but they accidentally killed the last chicken for meat, so they couldn't sell the chickens.
Oh my
anymore.
God, they failed a fucking RPG.
How? Yeah.
They're that dumb. It's
can
like
we hit reset.
It makes me think about how many people in the Old West must have been like that.
Yeah.
Because it was sort of like the exhaust of all the excess people, all the excess white people from the cities in the East. They would send them west and say, all right, there's a plot of land that Native Americans are already on. You can go deal with them by yourself with a Bowie knife. And then after that, you can farm. And then they would just have a cow that's a skeleton and have like a lean-to and a bunch of crops. They're like trying to plant crops on a rock, and they all die.
As Outlaw calls on one of his cookouts, a Boeing knife.
A Boeing knife. Yeah.
But that's what we've said many times, where like all these guys, like the MMM guys and AAP, were like, oh, let's go back to a better time. Oh, like traditional stuff. It's like in the 1800s, you would have been dead. 1950s, they would have been dead.
I don't even think the funniest moment of that AAP return stream got covered. But he's just sitting there and he's like, yeah, Ms. AAP will be back tomorrow. She's going to pick up some cats today, blah, blah, blah. Of course. Yeah, his kids need more things to torture. Anyway.
She should pick up some exercise instead of doing Ozempic and going to the hospital for pancreatitis.
Yeah, she should quit She quit drunk driving across the central.
She should not drink at 8 in the morning.
Yep. But she keeps fucking up all of her projects because she's drinking so early. Anyway, he's sitting there and he's like, yeah, Ms. AP, she isn't here today to make my coffee, so I got to drink this. He picks a Monster up. It's like, where'd you get that, Mr. Homestead?
We grew it.
You guys
grew
it in a pumpkin. You guys planted a bunch of cans back there.
It was in a supply drop.
But why do you think they tilled a whole acre?
Those people will make their way to a gas station.
You have a fucking farm and you can't go put your pot of coffee on? Oh my God. It's probably just a Keurig too. He couldn't even put his cup in there. He's like, my wife's
not
home.
They have a magnet in their head. It's like Canada geese. They know the directions. Like, they know the direction to the nearest gas station.
Yeah. They can tell you the exact amount of steps it takes.
They can walk you through
the woods.
Yeah, they have a HUD that comes up. In their vision, it's like an Apple thing that's built into their head,
yeah.
And they can just see a little dot where the next gas station
is. As soon as they want a Monster, just like Google Maps
sitting
comes
around,
to their
face. Hey, can you give me a ride 794 meters southwest?
He lies to these old people in his chat, too, and says, like, they live in the hills. Like, what hills up there? You're such a liar. It's like lowland, wetland shit. Anyway, you can't be a homesteader. You can't be a homesteader and lying about, like, yeah, we can do what we want here. We don't run into people for miles and then be drinking your fucking Monster that's sweaty because it's still cold from the gas station cooler. It's no shot.
Yeah, no one actually moves out there. They're not the type of people that would actually move to the middle of nowhere.
It's not that far from anything. Dow Chemical's right by them, which is really good.
Yeah, it's just an hour and a half north of where they were because the land's really
cheap.
They
live right by where everyone's parents used to hate driving to go to soccer tournaments because they had like this big ass park up there with like 12 fields. And it's right in the middle of the state, so that's where all the travel teams would meet up.
And it made they're sense, tilling like, that right now.
Yeah.
They think it's their yard.
It made sense, like, logistically.
They planted a bunch of pumpkins in the whole park.
That was
a
Midland.
Bunch of soccer balls.
That's Midland, Michigan. That's where Dow is, but they don't, they live a little further from there. Yep. Dow Chemical. Peter Dow.
I'm trying to think of the city.
One of the world's biggest softball tournaments is right down the road from where I work. And it was the week it was happening. It was so funny because it was all these coaches and parents coming in and they were all making the same joke. We're like, yeah, we told them we had to make a little pit stop on the way to the hotel.
When in Rome, right?
It's like, hey, and then I had to.
When in Rome, to like Denver. Euro, the way I'm watching this burn.
And they all got different kind of Super Bowl. Different type of World Series.
Euro is my, that was the. My CD burning program I would use all the way until...
Yeah, this is my favorite CD burning program. It's my favorite political commentator on Twitter. Yep. And it's my favorite emperor.
And it's my favorite dubstep DJ.
That too.
While that guy gets around.
I miss Milo. He was so nice to me when I was 12.
Oh my God.
He was such a good friend to me. I was so lonely.
He's straight now.
Oh, really?
He's straight now, yeah.
Is he still on that?
Yeah, he claims he cured himself of being gay.
I bet he just can't.
Oh, well, then let him back
anymore.
On Twitter.
I don't think he's
no
back
one wants
on
to
there.
Fuck his
think,
dumb ass.
Was he one of those guys that got unbanned the band again? Or was that just Fuentes?
I think so.
Fuentes.
Yeah, he doesn't know what not to say. Which is why he went on the radio and said, well, it's actually pretty good to fuck kids if you think about it.
No, Fuentes was never even unbanned because he was the one of those people that was tweeting from Kanye's account when they were in person.
Oh, yeah.
He tweeted the thing about Cozy TV or whatever. That Kanye shouting out Cozy TV really helped. If you go on there, there's probably about 3 people live right now.
Yeah. All the new Kanye fans who until then listened to Dragon Force and video game music. They're like, actually, I like Kanye because people on 8chan said he's cool.
Guys that listen to Sabaton until they realize, hey, wait a second, they want to be the Americans?
Yeah, I wish Sabaton was a little more racist. That's the people who just started liking Kanye this year.
Yeah,
I wish
like
Kanye
Sabaton
made power metal. Imagine if Kanye and Varg made a glory metal record. That would be so badass.
How Ian Miles Chungus and Elon today were talking about how, wow, didn't expect that. How all white people won Oscars, like in the best actor and everything. And Elon's like, well, that's unexpected. Like, racist fuck, who cares?
Is it?
But Ian Miles Chungus also responding like through Elon and being like, wow, woke is dead or something. And it's like, this is what woke is. It's like the fucking Sydney Sweeney thing. Like, woke can't keep these titties down. It's like, you fucking conservatives are the ones that were saying put them things away. Like, as soon as Sydney Sweeney says she's leftist, it's going to be over, you know? Like, stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Well, also, Oppenheimer was a Jewish guy.
I mean, they just don't know what
they
want.
Like, he's always,
I guess he just he didn't even pay attention enough to notice that, because he's always replying to like white tradition 1488 saying, yo, that's a really good idea. They are trying to replace us.
I was so annoyed with that. I'll, fuck, man. You I can't even say it. I can't even say it.
He needs, I hope nothing bad happens to him. Well, that's true. Yep. He definitely needs to get dicked down.
Someone needs to do to him what he does to his daughter.
He's bounce on some dick.
He needs to be face fucked by the big sartorialist.
Yeah, that's what he needs. He should dress like that.
I went to cozy.tv just to see how that's doing right now. Guess how many streams are live?
Three.
Four.
Six across the entire platform.
Damn.
Well, that's good. It's like only six channels. That's very traditional.
You know, that's actually nice because, you know, easier to be discovered.
Hey, they should call.
Oh, they have 24/7 lo-fi cozy. Wow, that's.
Hey, they should call Cozy TV 4chan. Sure, for 4 channels are live at any time.
Man, this is so. I'm on this lo-fi channel where it's a Pepe and it's lo-fi beats. And it's just
awesome.
Standard lo-fi beats. And in the chat, it's based Mexican Goriper. And they're posting an emote of a Pepe with a blanket on kicking his feet.
Earlier, I was listening to,
like, I thought you guys were edgy.
Earlier, I was listening to Giga Chad Funk Remix 10 Hours version. And it's that song that was going dun, 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 with the like funk beat over it.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, man. The comments, it's the internet is just so cyclical. The comments are basically just every Chuck Norris joke you ever heard, but it's like the author of the comment saying it's them while they're listening to that music. And it's like, yep, that's funny. Yeah,
that's so cool. So much of the internet is, it's devoted to reassuring 80 IQ guys that they're Giga Chads.
Mm-hmm. And they are.
That's all of Twitter. That's like the primary purpose of Twitter now, is for guys who like physically cannot stop themselves from jacking off in the car so they can fantasize about being a god emperor. It's all about them.
Aaron, do you want to share with the class?
No.
Okay.
What?
No, that I saw Aaron giggling over there, but it must be something private. It's okay. It happens. Yeah. I don't like how it's so 2015 as far as the Groiper guys go, and how all those guys are just like, they were never really gone, but now they're back and like,
yeah,
have some sort of prevalence again.
It's still like it. Probably. It's getting too close to 2016 and 2017 that it's very annoying.
That's what I mean. It feels like the meme wars.
Yeah.
The flame wars. And
like, I just, at least
now, meme.
The biggest issue is that like, they're just under every single, well, actually, you know what? I think it's a little bit better because even those guys are getting pushed out by the obvious like bot accounts and like just dumb accounts that anytime someone tweets something, like the first five tweets are just like,
pussy,
is this true? Is this real?
Like, it's not even funny. It's hack to make jokes about it, but it's still fucking going on under every tweet.
Even if it's not the pussy in bio, if it's a big thing that goes viral, good luck reading any discourse on it, because you have to get through fucking 15 Indian guys going, good for Leo.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like about Leonardo DiCaprio. It's like, okay.
Yeah, good for Keanu. He put out his first song.
So I actually,
there's the ones that
copy and paste
like the Wikipedia like bios of these people and be like,
that's
so she's
funny.
Known as blah blah blah, and they paraphrase. It's so fucking. I mean, it's probably just ChatGPT. They say who is blah blah.
But I love it. I think it's a little bit better because you get to see those guys before you get to see the like the guys who bought the blue check, thinking like, oh, they're gonna see my tweets, I'm gonna get paid, and like I'm gonna be such a cool cozy Groiper, and I'm gonna get
Alex,
I'm gonna own everybody.
You're right. I would love that, though, Alex. A new comment button sort by new for Twitter.
That would be great.
Like Reddit has that. You can sort by new. You should be able to sort by new under a tweet. I want to see him come in like an Elon Musk tweet. What's coming
Reddit's
in?
Going to get sold again. I see they got a big valuation.
Doesn't Condé Nast
own it? I don't know. No, he's like a Nazi now. He's hanging out with Nick Fuentes. You didn't hear?
Oh, right. Oh, I heard Reddit's going to be combined with Cozy.tv. And
Condé
the Donald
Nast.
And Gab.
That's what he's calling himself now. Condé Nast.
I used to like his music. Yep. I think before Twitter can make like a sort by new, I think sometimes they should sort of fix the issues they had. I was trying to scroll through.
Yeah.
I know. But I'm just segueing to. I was scrolling through my media trying to find one of the tweets I made about Nate. And like Clanecast, and then it immediately, I was in media tab, right? And it started showing me my own replies under the media tab and not showing me any media. And yeah, that, that's weird. So and I scrolled up and it jumped all the way to January. And I was all in January. And this is like on the app too, on my phone, which works better than the website. If you go on the website, like nothing works. It's just
I used to take for granted so bad when they had a normal staff at Twitter and the site just worked.
Yeah.
Now it's very like, funny.
Well, it still technically works.
Before you even reply in like a DM or a group chat, you have to fucking refresh it to make sure that 14 other people haven't replied to it yet or whatever. Like,
yeah,
dog shit.
Well, you know what?
It seems like it should
make
just
count
work.
Rocks.
It's 2024.
They make you count rocks before you can change your name to reduce the bots, and it's working.
That's true. It does.
It was two today, by the way. If you're listening to this, it was on March 11th. It was two rocks. That was the answer.
Yeah, you have to do that a lot.
I do.
That's like your job.
They kind of lock you out of that AI shit too. Just counting rocks.
Same thing with Lingle. Oh, okay. Lingle's job is like training AI to know where a car is. Because he has to do it 100 times a day on all his different burner accounts.
I had to do
they
it.
Should just pay him.
I had to do it for something real. Yeah. I think I was looking at plane tickets and I had to sign into my account on like Air Canada and it made me do where you look where like it's pointing and I was like, oh, I'm really good at this. I'm kind of an expert at this.
That stuff's so annoying.
Oh, but it makes you
it doesn't seem to prevent bots from doing anything. It would be one thing if there were no bots, I would say, okay, it works, but there are bots everywhere.
You know I would what? Do a capture that's so like
they
the
got pussy in bio.
They should do a jump scare one. And if you get mad, you're human.
You have to turn on your webcam.
Yeah,
you get scared.
You turn on your, you turn on your, yeah, turn on your mic, and if you scream, they let you in.
Trying to argue with him, it was a squeal too high pitched to pick up.
Dude, I'm still laughing at how many people got tricked by the binaural knock last night. That was so fucking funny. People got up and went to check their door. It was so real they immediately jump up and rip their headset off.
Yeah, going downstairs. Well, I guess someone did a ding dong dash.
That's so scary though, because it's like the fucking knuckle on the window one.
Mm-hmm. The knuckle on the window one got me. I looked over and I was just like, oh, wait. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got to answer that.
Hold on. I'm getting a Discord call. I love the idea of leaving a Discord call because you're getting a Discord call. Oh, fuck you guys.
It's even the knock one is even funnier, like on a Sunday stream because I played it in the watch together. So people can even see it coming, but it's just 1 second. So they just they're looking at it and then they go, they hear the knock and like,
That's what happened to me. I was like, just absentmindedly.
I hate that feeling though. You're fucking, your heart rate shoots up and you're immediately full of adrenaline, but then you're relieved that it's not actually.
It was like an Illuminator video, so you're only like half paying attention. And then Alex played it. And I was like, what? Oh, what the fuck?
No one's knocking on my second floor window. The one in the dark.
I didn't play the window. I don't have the window.
No, I played
it. I just have Discord and iPhone.
Yeah,
because I have Discord muted, so I never hear Discord.
I don't.
What do you
mean?
You have the other tab, the other one muted.
No, the noises that you can play in here. I turned the volume all the way down.
Oh, why'd you
I
do
never
that?
Hear those.
That's fucking bullshit,
no
dude.
No fun.
Fuck you. I can't hear any
what
of
the
that.
Hell?
Come on.
Well, that's bullshit. Dude, that's fucking bullshit.
Sorry.
Are you scared?
What the hell?
The explosions here earlier this week?
The day they added that feature to Discord, I mean.
Because you're scared. You're scared of hearing the Jack on the Go theme.
If you pay for Nitro, you have to change. I haven't even changed mine yet. I haven't decided on a sound. But you can change your entrance sound. So when you join channels, it'll be like, hello. You can make it like, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Nitro. Wait, really? Where does that at? Or is it coming out?
Yeah, they
can it's the second tier of it, so I think it's $10 a month or something. It's a little too steep for the purposes.
Oh, maybe. I don't think I even pay for that much.
Looking for.
Yeah, I don't care that much, but
I just want
some
sounds.
Love the sounds. Very, very, very cool.
Oh, yeah, you get the custom profiles and more. Yeah, $9.99 a month.
Then I could unlock the other sounds and other servers I'm on, like Podcast About List has one called Cry About It and Patriot's Prayer and Coco Melon.
America.
Custom sounds anywhere. Yeah. Custom entrance sounds. That's the $9.90. And you can join up to 200 servers. You can get banned from up to 200 servers.
Oh, you know what my custom entrance sound would be? Cult of Personality.
Ooh,
I love that. That's good. Oh, the last one is longer messages up to 4,000 characters. Awesome.
Yo, speaking of custom entrance sounds, There's a leak for the GeoGuessr World Cup, but one of the GeoGuessr owners, head dev, said today that the entrances are going to be epic. So try to get there, like to the qualifiers. So I think they're going to be able to pick their song or something. That'd be sick.
Oh, that's a nice poop.
I like that poop I just sent.
What is that?
I spoiler texted it. It's your fault if you clicked it.
No, I'm wondering who made that.
I thought it.
That can't
I thought
be, it was that's gonna be chocolate or something.
No,
I don't
we're
know.
Close. There's maggots on it. It was like a campsite where it couldn't flush. Look at the maggots on top.
Oh, okay.
That's like a legendary picture.
I thought it was gonna be a geoguessing thing.
I
want to
eat that.
And so I clicked on it as you're talking
I just
about geoguessing.
Oh yeah. So for context for the listener, while I was telling that about the geoguesser World Cup, I sent a picture to our chat with a spoiler image over it. When you open it up, it looks like a toilet full of chili. It's actually probably like a week's long worth of poop from multiple campers.
Yeah, some of them are black. Some of them are yellow.
I thought those were tomatoes. I thought
yeah,
it
almost looks like a pile of beans.
Can you imagine sitting on that thing to poop and just feeling
turds
already touched?
Oh, yeah, I would love it just touching your ass cheeks.
I can't imagine being the guy. The
I would go in the woods. I would just go in the woods.
Yeah,
wipe
I would
with
see
a leaf.
One poop in there, try to flush, be like, nope, okay, well,
that's not a usable.
I would try to cut through it with my pee.
Yeah, I'll flush it down with my pee.
All right, I gotta
go.
Hey, dude,
can I borrow your shoe? I need to push this down.
Leave it if you guys don't stop. I'm just getting over a stomach problem.
Chet, that's six aspirations. Like so you don't get sick.
What you do is you take off your sock.
All you have to do is close the chat,
and then you can push it down.
Yeah, if you go to a different channel and go back, it'll be gone. But you could just that chat. You could just close.
Oh, it's closed. But you guys are still talking
about it. You can smell it.
That's the problem. You're talking about it.
Chet, lick your hand and smell it.
It's like when I go to. Yeah, I'm already having a hard shit.
That hardly matters, though. It's just how our bacteria work. Even if
seeing that shit makes me
want to
shit so bad.
Mm. All right, guys, check out
the picture.
Check out Brianna Wu, Michael Rappaport.
Check
Brett
out Brianna Poo.
Thanks, guys.
All the goats.
Eve Fartlow. Take
I'm
care.
Throw up.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.